Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, March 6, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Les Holden. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the fascinating corners of Wikipedia to bring you stories that ignite curiosity and spark thoughtful conversations. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're venturing into the captivating life of an aviation pioneer and war hero. Picture this. It's the early 20th century, a time of rapid technological advancements and societal shifts, a time when aviation is just beginning to find its wings. Enter Leslie Hubert Holden, commonly known as Les Holden, a figure whose life story is nothing short of extraordinary and incredibly relevant even today. Les was born on March 6, 1895, in the bustling city of Adelaide, Australia. His early life was marked by a profound curiosity for the world around him. Growing up in an era dominated by the feats of human ingenuity, Les was naturally drawn to aviation, a passion that would soon find its ultimate expression on the battlefields of World War I. Les enlisted in the Australian Flying Corps in 1916 at the age of 21. This was a pivotal era in aviation history when planes were transitioning from reconnaissance tools to formidable instruments of war. Now just pause for a moment and imagine being one of these young aviators, soaring above the trenches, feeling the wind rush by as you maneuver a rudimentary yet groundbreaking machine. Les quickly advanced in his flying career, becoming an ace pilot credited with 5 aerial victories. He earned the Distinguished Flying Cross for his valor and skill, a testament not only to his prowess in the air, but his resilience amidst chaos. One can't help but wonder, what drove these early aviators to take such tremendous risks? Was it purely patriotism, a thirst for adventure, or perhaps a desire to push the boundaries of what was possible? But Les's story doesn't end with the armistice. Unlike many veterans who struggled to find purpose after the war, he leveraged his skills and experience to pioneer civil aviation back in Australia. Les founded the Larkin Soap Factory, named after Harold Larkin, a fellow pilot, and later became managing director of Interstate Flying Services. His influence on the burgeoning aviation industry was profound, advocating for safety and innovation at every turn. Here's a ponder-worthy question. How do we today view the notion of bravery and innovation? When we think of the pioneers of our own time, like tech entrepreneurs or those pushing boundaries in space exploration, can we draw parallels with aviators like Les Holden? In what ways do their missions and challenges differ or resonate across the decades? Now let's shift gears a little. Despite his successes, Les Holden's life was also marred by tragedy. In 1932, his business hit a major snag with the disastrous loss of a Stinson airliner in Sydney. Although personally devastated, Les dedicated himself to improving aviation safety standards, a legacy that benefits all of us today whenever we board a plane. It's a real-world illustration of resilience, turning a personal tragedy into a positive force for change. How often do we, in our own lives, face setbacks that could potentially knock us off course? And how are we choosing to respond to them? Are we finding ways, like Les, to transform adversity into progress? Les Holden's life was tragically cut short in 1932 when he himself perished in an aviation accident while attempting to demonstrate a flying stunt. At merely 37 years of age, his contributions to aviation were already etched deeply into history, leaving an indelible mark. Remembering figures like Les Holden encourages us to reflect on the impact one person can have, the enduring ripple effects of our actions, and the relentlessness of human spirit. How do you, dear listener, see yourself in this narrative? Les Holden stands as a reminder of the symbiotic relationship between risk and reward, a timeless dance that defines progress itself. Before we wrap up, here's a little challenge for you. Delve into a corner of history that you weren't aware of before. Explore the rays of progress that previous generations have left for us to bask in, and think about what we're leaving behind for the next wave of curious minds. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the life and legacy of Les Holden. Let his story inspire you to take a leap into your own adventures and perhaps, like Les, push the boundaries of the ordinary. That's all for today. I'm Aloy, and you've been listening to Wikipedia. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and who knows, history might just reward you with its secrets.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Les Holden. Thanks for listening. See you next time.